Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in the state capital of Georgia. Conservative Viking Eric Erickson continues his week-long vacation. Mark Arum, your fun 6 to 8 p.m. chat host, as Von Hessler likes to say. Filling in this week for Eric, coming up at 6, it will be Word on the Street with Shelley Winter, Milani Kai, Crystal Catfish Wheeler is joining us as Low T is... I don't know if this is paternity leave or just vacation time, whatever. He's off.
I think it's slash both.
Okay. Yeah. So Chuck just had a baby, so he's off. So Crystal is way nicer than Chuck. So you don't have to be nasty on the phones tonight. Let me give you the phone number because you're going to need it today. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chuck's on vacation, but Sanjay's back, so we'll talk to him in an hour and do Would You Rather. There are a myriad of reasons that I don't have children. Currently, that list is up to 9,311 reasons why I don't have kids. The latest being, I would hate to be a parent right now in 2020 with school-age children. Because what do you do with the children come fall time during the pandemic? And President Trump today, our Jimmy Dupree reporting from Washington, D.C., made clear again today that a full reopening of the U.S. economy needs to include schools, which are open for businesses as well. Now, here in Metro Atlanta, a number of the districts are planning on doing an option, right? Parents can opt in or out. You have the choice of sending your kids back to the brick and mortar school, or you can continue to do the digital learning. I don't know if that, you've got a daughter that is of
both
school
of them.
Age. Both of them.
My
now.
Youngest one's about to start kinder, so it would be her first time there.
You just abbreviated kindergarten by calling it kinder?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
All parents do.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kinder?
Yeah.
That's too close to Tinder.
Not for them.
Not
they
for
don't
us.
Know.
Yeah, my daughter's on Tinder. What? No, kinder. Kinder. All right, so have you met, you're in Cobb.
Yes.
And have you, what's the process? Have you made the decision?
We were supposed to make a decision on July 2nd. They pushed that back for a while, and then they also pushed back the start of the year. So it was going to start August 3rd, now it's the 17th.
Yeah, 17th, yeah.
But we still have time to decide. It's just half and half. Like, you can either pick virtual, you know, at home, or take them to that.
Have you and your lovely wife made a decision yet?
Well, unfortunately, we both work full-time.
Exactly.
So it's kind of heavy-sided on that decision,
yeah.
Because we'd probably...
You have to
have
send
to,
it back.
Right, they have to go back. Now, I think they take it semester by semester, so if we do the first semester and it just blows up and everybody's getting sick, then
out.
We might have to try to do it and then just hire some kind of tutor to help them,
yeah.
Because neither one of us are, you know, have the time and or ability to teach our kids.
Deb Green would be a hell of a tutor, by the way.
I'm pretty sure
a Spanish teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Full immersion
In
the Spanish language. that's a tough choice. And I think it's going to come down to economics. So which is going to hurt the folks, you know, that don't have a choice. Longoria, you kind of have a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
There are folks worse off economically that have no choice. There's no choice. Whether there's a COVID explosion or not, they can't afford to stay at home with their kids. So a lot of the decision is going to be based on economics. And that's a really tough decision to make for parents, regardless of whether they can afford or not afford to stay at home with the kids and teach them continuously and be there as the kids do the virtual learning. But what I think is going to happen is we're going to see, and listen, if there's anything COVID-19 has taught us is things change quickly, right? We had flattened the curve. We were setting sail for paradise. And then bam, 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 like this massive upsurge. So you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow or 2 months from tomorrow, or on August 17th when the kids are supposed to go back. But I think if there is a reopening, and this is just from the knowledge that I have, you know, Maya is a teacher and I have friends that are teachers. If the schools fully reopen, there's going to be a massive, massive teacher shortage. If you think about it, when I was in school, I have horrible reflections back on that time because I thought my third grade teacher when I was in third grade was 80 and right, she's 80 now. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, so right. I had no sense of age, but I remember I had all old teachers in my mind.
Right.
Growing
right.
Up.
They're like, probably like in their 30s.
Exactly. I had no young, nubile teachers. They were all old. And I think a lot of teachers that are still in the profession are in that age bracket where the COVID can be very, very deadly, right? So I think there's going to be a lot of teachers that are saying, if the schools reopen and if you're 60 years old, that's it. I think teachers 55 and up are going to be like, I'm not going back. I'm retiring. And that could lead to a massive shortage in teachers. So that's another issue we got to talk about. I'm just going to start off the show right now. What are you going to do with your kids in the fall? Are you going to send them back brick and mortar? Are you going to continue to teach them at home and do the virtual learning? And what do your kids think? What do your kids want to do? What do your kids want to do, Longoria?
They could care less about school. I really don't think it matters because right now they don't care about day camp. We're taking them to day camp, like why?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're already tired of that. Okay. So, you know, but. Then kids never are excited about going to school.
I would love to hear from kids that are still in school right now and what they want to do as well. If you're riding in the car with your son, your daughter, and they're of school age, I'd love to hear from them whether or not they want to go back to school. So that's where we're going to start off. President Trump really not mandating, but saying, hey, we need these schools reopened. As a parent, are you ready to send your child back to the brick and mortar school come the fall? Do you want to keep the digital learning? And kids, do kids even want to go back? Longoria's kids don't care. They do not want to go back. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Traffic updates every 6 minutes. The king of Millennial Match Game. By the way, Longoria, you missed Doug Turnbull's performance yesterday.
I heard the first part of the show.
He banged the first four questions out.
Really?
And then we'll just leave it at that. He nailed the first four questions. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. In a related story, we're going to get to this in the second hour. Mary Trump, is that the president's niece?
Denise, yeah.
Her book is coming out, and whatever, buy it, don't buy it, I don't care. I'm not making any money off this thing. But one of the things she said is, this ties into school, one of the things she claims in the novella is that President
Did
Trump...
Did you just learn that word?
Yeah, I don't know. President Trump paid someone to take the SATs for him.
Nice.
Yeah, that's still happening now?
Yeah, like,
right?
What's her name? The
yeah,
actress.
Yeah,
actress. Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that in the second hour. So it's going to be basically two school-related questions today. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. It's MarkArum. Mike kicks us off in Atlanta. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. I have a suggestion for the older teachers that you were talking about. Put the older teachers on the virtual teaching and put the younger teachers in the classroom. How about that?
I think that's a great, I don't know, percentage-wise, we'll have to see how many parents opt for the digital and how many opt for the brick and mortar. Here's the problem, all right? And I talked about this with my fiance, who's an educator. The problem is the people that are best at digital learning are the younger teachers.
Right?
Like the 70-year-old teacher, not probably a whiz at the computer stuff, but the new 23-year-old fresh out of school is a whiz. So it's like, do you play to the strengths? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
if
I'm 46, and if you're like, go digitally teach, you see me with computers, guys. I'm horrible.
Yeah.
I'd be like, we're just going to email you.
I can't even control the phones.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty easy.
So that's the catch-22 there. It makes sense. Like, all right, the older teachers stay at home and teach digitally, but those might be the teachers that aren't very good at the digital teaching, while the young kids that are less likely to die from the coronavirus, you send them to school, but they're the better ones at digital teaching. And I mean, who would you? I mean, this is the a hypothetical. We don't have to talk about this. But Longoria, your oldest daughter is seven now.
Yes, seven. She'll be.
Would you rather she get taught by a kid right out of school or someone that's been in there for 35 years?
Yeah, probably someone that knows the ropes and been there for 35 years.
Yeah, so it's an understandable attempt at a solution. I just don't know how fruitful it will be at the end of the day. Jane is in Marietta. Jane, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I have a upcoming sixth and ninth grader, and I told them I've just loved having them home. We've just had, I don't know, I just love having them home. And so I said, hey, why don't we, I was about to write a check for tuition, and I said, hey, instead of going to school this year, how about we just drive all over, see all the national parks, we'll do kind of like learning on the road. And they were like, no, we want to go back to school.
Can I do? I'll do that with you, Jane. I'll drive across country with you.
Like, can you imagine your parents saying that when you're that age? You'd be like, yes, let's go.
No, you know what?
They love it. They want to go back.
I would, as cool as I think it is now, and you said sixth and ninth grade?
Yeah,
I would not have done that. I would not, as a kid, I would have turned it down.
At that age, too, you're also in extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
You have sports, and your friends
That's
are
right.
a little bit more important than your family is.
They are all about getting back and seeing their friends. They love their school, and they're like, we're ready. They're like every day. They're like, I wish school was starting right now.
So your kids are definitely going back brick and mortar style.
They are going back. Yeah.
No hesitation. So, you're okay with that?
Well. We haven't heard yet. Like mine go to private school, and so they haven't really. And it's very small, so there's only one grade per,
gotcha.
Or one class per grade. And so we haven't heard yet if their masks are going to be required, and that would bother me. But they were like, we don't care. We'll wear masks. Like they want to go back so bad. So I'm like 99% sure we're going back.
That is a cool idea. Seriously, Jane, if you want to drive around the country with me, I'll chip in on the gas. And
I'm down too.
Okay.
Johnny Kilbasa will.
I'll get my husband to come too.
Well, yeah, of course. No, this is just totally for a learning experience.
Yeah, this is just learning.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jane, appreciate the call. Interesting. What would you do if you're a parent? You're a parent right now. You're going to keep the kids at home digitally learning. You're going to send them back brick and mortar style. And I'd love to hear from kids right now what their thoughts are. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. In for Eric Erickson, it's Atlanta's Evening News on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. .425, 81 degrees on Peachtree Street. You know what? I forgot to bring back the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. 7. Only a 7 today. It was nice. 404-872-0750. Parents, are you sending your kids back to the brick-and-mortar schools in the fall, as a lot of school systems are allowing? Are you opting for digital learning? Krista joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Krista. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
What are you going to do this fall?
Oh, I'm sending my son to school. He's 14 years old, about to start high school. He even has an autoimmune disease, but I am sending him because he needs that socialization, and he misses school.
Understood. So autoimmune disease, have you consulted your pediatrician about that?
Yeah. I mean, he sees a specialist for it, and, I mean, if he has to, he can wear a mask.
Okay. All right. So the doctor doesn't seem that concerned that...
No.
Okay.
No.
And I wonder, Krista, so your son's 14.
He's 14.
I wonder if your son was 6, would you send him back? You know, does age play a factor in that?
Yeah, no, I think I'd still send him. I'm a nurse, and I, you know, actually work with kids, and they need to be with other kids.
Yeah, interesting. Now, the homeschool folks would disagree with that.
Correct.
That's another
and they're
option.
They're laughing at us right now.
That is the third option. Homeschool, digital, brick and mortar, or just homeschool yourself. Teresa's in Dahlonega. Teresa, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hello. I'm a custodian, actually, at Lumpkin High School.
What are they telling you?
They're having a meeting on Monday to let us know, but most of us are older, 65
exactly.
years old, most of the custodians, and I don't know. I mean, I have 2 grandchildren that are entering high school this year, and they're saying if they have to wear masks, they're twins, they do not want to go to school.
If they have to wear masks, they don't want to go to school, or they just don't want to go, period?
They don't want to go if they have to wear masks.
Wow. So, in Dahlonega, were the schools, like, when did they stop going? Was it back in March where they started canceling the classes?
It was in March, yes.
And what happened to your job at that point?
You know what? They paid us.
Okay, good.
We're very blessed, but we went back in May because we cleaned the school during the summer, you know, and get it ready. So we're back at work. But, you know, I have to say I'm a little scared, mm-hmm. you know, but I guess it's just a wait and see. I feel this is what the way I feel. I feel like when all these kids come flying into school, they've all been on vacation. They've been to Florida. They've been God knows where. There's going to be a mess, I feel like.
Well, here's my experience. Real quick, Teresa, before I tell you my experience, if they open back, are you financially secure enough where you could just walk away and not go back to work?
No, because I need the insurance.
Understood.
That's the reason I'm there.
Understood.
Yeah.
So it's a tough financial decision here. I go to schools a lot to do, you know, career days, that kind of stuff.
I don't give apples and fruit to the teachers.
Yes, I deliver fruit. And every time I go to an elementary school, I come down with a cold. Like, elementary schools are mother blanking germ factories.
They are.
Whatever. I know COVID is different, and it's certainly more contagious, but every time I go to an elementary school, it's like, I get a cold. Those kids are little germ nuggets. They're cute. Your daughters are real cute, Longoria. But I think I got a cold at your daughter's birthday party at Monkey Joe's
that
time.
That's fake news.
Coming back, what are you going to do with your kids in the fall? Keep them at home, send them back to school. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Still to come, little Sanjay with Would You Rather, and our fast food cravings during the COVID. Deborah Green's got some information we're going to share with you back after this on Atlanta's Evening News.
Hey there, this is Patrick Warburton, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show, who, by the way, stole my Jesus fish.
I mentioned at the top of the show there are 9,611 reasons why I don't have kids right now. Previously on the list, in case you were wondering, Mark Arum for Eric Erickson, the pressure of naming a child. Like, I went into a deep dive to name my dogs. Like, the pressure of naming a child is way too much for me.
Family names, right?
That not in, well, in the Jewish religion, you can't name your kid after someone that's alive.
Okay.
So that's one rule. And you can't do juniors. Like, there are no
right.
juniors.
Okay.
But the pressure of naming a child is too great to me. Because whatever you name that person, that can shape their life.
Sure.
Like, you name your daughter Mildred, she's going to grow up to be a Mildred.
What exactly is a Mildred?
I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? That's too much pressure for me. Second, like if my kid was 15, about to get their driver's license, I wouldn't let him do it.
You wouldn't let them?
I would not let them get their driver's license. I've seen how people drive in this town. There's no way I would send my firstborn behind the wheel of a car. I just couldn't do it. You're 8 years away from that making
yes,
that decision.
Yeah, but look who's driving.
Yeah, well, yeah, but also
she learned from the best.
Genetically,
so she's going to be
genetically, your daughter's probably a horrible driver too, since you are so bad. The latest reason I'm not going to have kids is a decision that parents are going to have to make this fall about whether or not they send their kids back to the brick and mortar school or continue with digital learning. I think a lot of the metro school systems are giving parents that option right now. President Trump came out today and said he wants everyone back at school. That's a tough decision. And again, another reason why I do not have children yet. I can't make those tough decisions, Longoria.
It's tough.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't even had real tough you had to name your kids.
Yes.
That was easy, tough?
I named them both. I came up with both their names.
Your wife went along with that.
We discussed it. It took months.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a baby book. We're like, okay, here are the names.
Yeah.
Let's do, and we, you know, back and forth.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't like that
too
one anymore.
Make sure the Instagram handle's open.
Yeah, exactly.
Too funny. So I'm asking parents, what are you going to do this fall? Are you going to send the kids back to the actual schoolhouse, or are you going to continue digital learning? And if any kids are out there, Crystal, let me know if we have kids call. Just put a little asterisk so I can get the kids on first, because I really want to know what the kids want to do. Oh, line four.
Line four is a
kid. We don't need an asterisk. We got Luke incoming. Luke, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
Amazing.
How old are you, Luke?
9
years old, and school's coming up this fall. Do you want to go back to school, or you want to continue to stay home and learn on the computer?
I kind of want to go to school, but I don't want to wear a mask, but I want to stay at home.
So, all right, there's three answers there.
Like a kid.
So, are your parents leaving it up to you to decide, or are your parents going to decide for you?
Oh, I'm going to decide.
Hi, Mom. How are you? So
they're going back to school.
They're going back to the actual school building.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is because your reasoning behind that is what exactly? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Let's just say that I am not a good teacher.
Fair enough. That's good. So the digital learning thing didn't really go well for you and Luke.
Oh, no. Clearly, my teachers lied when they said my children were a pleasure to have in school.
I'm sorry, Luke. Luke, what do you miss most about school? What do you miss most about going to school?
Playing with my friends.
Your friends, yeah. That makes sense. I would miss my friends, too. That I couldn't even imagine if I was 9 years old and I couldn't go to school, how difficult that would be. Especially if you don't, like, I grew up in a neighborhood where there are other kids my age, so I would be able to hang out. Can you still hang out with your friends, Luke, or around your house?
Yeah. And I also like math.
Math is good, too. I wasn't good at math, but I... Mom, let me ask you a final question here. Your school district, are they giving you the option? And if so, when do you have to make that choice?
They actually haven't made a decision yet. We're very close to Forsyth, so I know that Forsyth has already decided that they were going to give the parents the choice. We're in Cherokee, so we have not been given that choice yet.
Okay.
Hopefully, we will hear soon. Because obviously it's time to get started.
Yeah.
We're prepared either way, but I personally miss the gifted programs that our school offers, and my kids are able to participate.
I feel mom's not helping out in the gifted program at home, right? You're not rising up to that level. Real quick, final question, Mom. Do you want Luke to wear a mask when he goes back to school, or do you not care?
I really don't care. If the school says they need to, then sure. I think it's really hard to get a child to wear a mask.
Yeah.
My kids are altar servers, and it's hard for them to go through math with a mask on.
Yeah.
So I think what I would do, especially
for a 9-year-old, you just got to make the masks cool, right? Like a Spider-Man mask or a Hello Kitty mask, whatever the girls are. I don't know. But you know what? Like, wouldn't it be like if he's a Braves fan, give him a Braves mask. I think kids would be on board with masks more if you spiced them up a little bit.
Well, you know, Patrick has a shark mask.
There you go.
What do you think about that, Patrick?
I don't like it.
Luke, Patrick, Mom, I appreciate the call. Again, if you missed the beginning of the show, what I'm worried about is if they do open the schools back up, will be a massive teacher shortage because, any teacher over the age of 55, 60 is going to have to consider going back to work and teach in the classroom because they are in that more vulnerable demographic when it comes to the coronavirus. So that's another thing. If we all go back, if all the parents send the kids back to school, how many teachers are we going to lose? Because listen, if I'm 65, I put in 35 years of teaching and there's a chance I could get coronavirus, I think I'm done. I think I retire. Like I'm out of here. Calvin joins us in Waleska. Calvin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. How old are you, Calvin?
I am 11 years old.
11 years old, school coming back. Are you going to go back or are you going to stay at home? What's the deal?
Well, I have a huge comment for you. I listen to you every day. I'm such a big fan. Me and my mom listen to you. We love you.
Thank you. You know this is not Eric Erickson, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just for clarification. Well, thank you for listening, Calvin. I appreciate it.
Welcome. So I think that they should have like a hybrid almost. Like, where you should give you an option. But I think I should go back to school.
You definitely want to go back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you miss most about going to school?
Well, there's a new thing. I'm going to middle school right now, and there is a thing called the Bake Club, and I really want to go in it because my mom keeps, like, saying arguments and stuff, so.
What exactly is the Bake Club? Like, 112?
The Bake Club.
Oh, debate club. I was on the debate team in high school and college.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Definitely do debate. If I didn't do debate, I would not have this job right now. Like, it really honed. I got to let you go, Calvin, because there's some sort of feedback. But, yeah, I didn't do it in high school, just in college. I did Model UN. I was such a nerd. I was the Russian ambassador in Model UN.
What? Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
in high school?
I'm so such a nerd. Even as a Division I athlete, I'm such a nerd. And then in college, I did debate team. And that was an eye-opening experience. I recommend everyone at least give it a try because it improves your writing skills, your speaking skills, your critical thinking. Definitely do the debate team if you get a chance. John is in Woodstock. John, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Thank you for taking my call. How are y'all doing today?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. I just had a couple comments on it. I have a mom that's in that age bracket that teaches school, and I think some people are going to have problems with the technical side of the e-learning.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is not one of them. I think the quality of education, because I have taken classes, virtual learning before COVID, and honestly, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, you're right there. It can't be, right? That e-learning, as you mentioned, I like that. It can't be as thorough and as comprehensive
Absolutely.
And as good as in-class
Absolutely.
Learning.
I think the parents should be given a choice of when to go back. But most parents that my mom have talked to, and just parents in general on the show, sound like that everybody should go to school. If the kids that go back feel safer wearing the mask, give them the option. And just like when we go out in the general public, you know, I am very upset when you go to a business or any place and it is a required thing that you wear a mask. I will turn around and not go in the store.
See,
it's just ridiculous.
Understood.
You know,
but
you should
but...
be given the option.
All right. So
same thing with sports.
Here's the deal. I'm going to jump in for a second there, John, because I'm getting paid to do this. I think that the schools and like a lot of businesses, they're requiring masks to CYA cover their butts because like at the Trump rally in Tulsa, if you wanted to attend the rally, you had to sign a waiver saying you wouldn't sue. There might be a point if the schools reopen that masks are mandatory. So parents can't then turn around and say, oh, little Johnny got the COVID-19 because you didn't require masks. That's the society we live in right now where it's very litigious. So I wouldn't be surprised if schools eventually mandate kids, teachers, staff, custodians, cafeteria workers, and Longoria, I just turned to bed, all wear masks. That was not a minute long bed, was it?
It was 41 seconds.
41 seconds. I had 19 to go. All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls. Parents, what are you doing in the fall, sending the kids back to school or continue the e-learning? And kids, if you're listening, I'd love to hear from you. What do you want to do in the fall? 404-872-0750. Mark Arum in for Eric Erickson on WSB. Tough decision for parents coming up this fall to send the kids back to school or not. Mark Arum in for Eric Erickson on WSB. Dylan joins us in Atlanta. Dylan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. How old are you, Dylan?
I'm 13.
13 years young. What do you want to do? Do you want to go back to school or do you want to stay at home and continue the digital learning?
Yeah, I want to go back to school because online it just gets boring at home doing the same old thing after every day.
And are you in the Atlanta school system or what school system are you in?
Gwinnett County.
Gwinnett County. So are they giving your parents the option to send you back or continue or is it everyone going back? Do you know?
They're giving us the option to go back to school or go back to DLD, digital learning.
DLD. So are you and your parents are okay with you going back?
Yeah, I'm probably just going to wear a mask, though.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the smart thing. What about your friends? You know, because that's got to be tough if you got a group of friends and half are going back and half are going to stay at home. What are they going to do?
Well, we've been texting, and a lot of them looks like they're going to go back because the same reason that they're just getting boring at home.
Yeah, I would imagine it's got to be tough. I would have been a horrible student with the digital learning thing. I was not a good student in the classroom. I think I would have been worse digitally. Victor joins us in Winder. Victor, how old are you?
10
years old. Do you want to go back to school in the fall or do you want to stay at home and continue learning that way?
Go back to school.
Yeah. What do you miss most about school?
Being with my friends and
the food, the cafeteria food.
No. Moving up in my grades.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're still going to move up, right? So what grade are you going into? Third? Fourth? What is that?
Fourth. Fifth.
Fifth grade. Oh, wow. Look at you. Sharp little Victor. All right, Victor, be safe when you go back to school, buddy. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a parent. So glad. I mean, I love kids. But tough decisions like that, I can't decide what to have for dinner tonight. But I might not have to because Shelly Winter brought me a cheesesteak sandwich and donuts.
Wow, and donuts.
Oh, Shelly Winter. He knows how to get ahead in this business. It's all about the food. We're coming back after news, weather, and traffic with your calls and little Sanjay. Mark Arum for Eric Erickson on 95.5 WSB Atlanta's News and Talk.
Liftoff.
Welcome back to the show. 5:09-ish. Mark Arum for the conservative Viking Eric Erickson all week. Don't forget the Mark Arum Show, heard regularly 6 to 8 p.m. here on these very airwaves. You can listen at home while you cook dinner, eat dinner, teach the kids, whatever. Just use the WSB Radio app or Amazon Alexa or Google Home. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK is the number to reach the show. We're discussing the difficult decision that parents are going to have this fall about whether or not to send their kids back to school. It's a concern for millions of parents. What will school look like this fall in the United States? ABC's Karen Travers in Washington with the latest from the White House, where President Trump had some comments today.
President Trump sits down Tuesday afternoon with health and education leaders, students, and parents to talk about how to safely reopen American schools in the fall. The president is insisting schools reopen, but administration officials acknowledge the decisions on this very complicated issue will be driven by state and local officials, not the federal government. Senior officials told reporters Tuesday the Trump administration will work in a supporting role. They say protecting vulnerable populations is a top priority when it comes to getting children back into classrooms. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Tough call for folks and for administration officials. If you have the WSB Radio app, you got a push alert an hour ago. Georgia's now topped 100,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. We are now the ninth state to get that six-figure number. So I'm asking parents, with the influx of cases now, what are you going to do this fall? A lot of school districts are giving you the option, send the kids back to the brick and mortar school or continue the digital learning. What are you going to do? And if kids are listening, I want to know what they want to do. Chip is in Duluth. Duluth is on fire. Chip, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's going on, brother?
Preach.
Welks, buddy.
Hey, I don't have, my kid is at Georgia State, so I don't have to worry too much about that.
Nice.
Yeah, hopefully he takes everything on. He's got one semester left. Hopefully he takes everything online, saves me the dorm cost. But as far as the teacher shortage, I think you're on point there. My wife has been a teacher for 37 years. She's got 17 with Fulton County. She was going to wait one more year till 2021 to retire after her son was out of college. With the COVID thing, March, she was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, she's talking to her, quote, more senior teacher friends, and she's heard a lot of that stuff. So I think you may have a good point there. I think they're going to see a real shortage possibly.
And the sad thing about that, and not only for your wife, but the teachers that were planning on retiring this year anyway, you know, it was a big deal in my school when teachers retired. You know, it was a big deal. They celebrated, a three-decade career, and the teachers didn't have that. Like seniors didn't get to graduate. The outgoing teachers didn't get to celebrate their career, so that's a sad thing. Kristen's in McDonough. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hey there.
Hey, Kristen.
I was just going to say that most of the teachers aren't, and his wife's the exception, because I'm going to retire when I'm 52. Because by the time I get 30 years in, I'm going to have a reduction in pay.
So you're out.
Just saying.
30
I'm
and out.
I mean, they don't increase your salary after 25, 30 years.
Is that
your
just
cost
in
living, take
is that,
more money out.
Is that just in your district or is that all districts?
That's pretty much state.
Okay.
They don't increase your pay. And so as your health insurance costs increase, it's just not financially, with the stress and everything, I'm going to have a second career at 52.
So you hang up the chalkboard at 52, you don't get the pension till when, though? Can you start drawing it at 52 or no?
I'm not sure. Maybe, but I don't know if I get the full. But I'm not gonna fully retire. I'm just
gotcha.
Not gonna be in teaching.
Gotcha.
I'll have a second career because I'll still have my son in.
But I know
there
are still a lot of active teachers that are over 60 right now. And I think
there's some that do. They will work. They'll get their retirement, and then they'll work half time in a classroom and get paid the same.
Yeah, I just don't think I can't see a 70 or a 65 year old teacher going back into, again, their germ factories without the COVID.
It's time now. Time for Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He joins us every Tuesday and Thursday, the Mark Arum Show, back from vacay with a lightning round of Would You Rather. How you doing, Sanjay?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Excellent. Before we get to Would You Rather, via the Piccadilly text line, when you retire as a teacher, your salary is capped after a certain year, but your pension continues to grow the longer you work. So if you stay, there's the incentive. I don't know if you knew that, Sanjay, being an accountant or not, but the pension continues to grow.
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of teachers that reach out to me, so I'm right there with you.
So Sanjay is going to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer them in studio. Feel free to play along in your car. Big shoes to fill because your fill-in, Erica, did a great job last week, by the way. She was really good.
I don't want to hear about that.
All right. First question, Sanjay.
All right. Number one, would you rather make decisions instantly with mediocre results or stress over and overthink decisions with excellent results?
Excellent results and stress over them.
Yeah, I stress all the time.
Yeah. Catfish, Crystal Wheeler, immediate decisions or stress over them and get the good results?
Stress over good results.
Yeah, Longoria.
Stress over them.
All right, unanimous.
Results.
Next question, Sanjay.
Wow. Would you rather take a 200-question multiple-choice math test or a 1,000-word essay?
Is the essay on math?
No.
Oh, give me the essay. I'm a better writer than I am at math.
I'm in radio because there's no math, so essay all day.
Yeah. Catfish?
Essay.
Longoria?
I'm better at math than writing, so I'll do math.
Thank you.
I was good at math. But
it's
now
multiple choice.
Yeah, it's multiple choice.
Yeah, I understand.
So?
But have you seen those things like the Facebook things like 4 + 2 in parentheses?
Oh, I hate those.
A B like, squared over.
I don't know how to do any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. No
A
thanks.
And B, A and
reason number 9212. I don't have kids because I can't help them with the math anymore.
Both
yeah.
A and C, just A yeah. And B. No.
No. Yeah, no. Give me the essay. Next question, Sanjay.
Would you rather have all white socks or all black socks?
This is kind of racist, Sanjay.
Yeah, what about me?
You say friends.
Whoa,
I want Argyle socks.
I usually wear dark
colored
socks.
That's not one of the answers.
Dark colored socks. Yeah. As long. Catfish from Kentucky. Let me just say this. White socks or black socks?
It'll be white.
White socks. Yeah, no kidding. Longoria.
Yeah, I'm going to go black socks.
Yeah, I would go white socks too. Definitely not Red Sox. As a Yankees fan, I can't do the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
But I wear, I don't know, Argyle. I'm sticking with Argyle. Well, next question, Sanjay, the race
baiter. Would you rather have John Lennon or Tupac living today?
I'm an East Coast guy.
My man.
So I'm going John Lennon. East Coast-West Coast rivalry,
yeah,
the Biggie Tupac.
Liverpool was the West Coast of England.
Understood. I'm going Lennon.
As much as I'm okay with the Beatles, I think I would have got more out of Pac.
Longer career.
Yeah.
Yeah, more years.
Yeah.
Catfish, Waylon Jennings or...
Johnny Cash.
No. Tupac or John Lennon?
John Lennon.
John Lennon. Longoria?
I'm going to go John Lennon.
Now, if you said Biggie or Lennon, I choose Biggie.
Yeah.
But since I can't, I was involved in that East Coast, West Coast feud. Like, I was there. Yes. I was at the Grammys when that all went down. So, if you had given me Biggie, I would have said Biggie. But with its Pac, I'm going to go Lennon. Next question, Sanjay. That was a great
all
one,
right,
by the
is,
way. I like that. That was good.
This is the next and final question. Would you rather be able to communicate with your pets or communicate with the dead?
Ugh. What about dead pets?
No. Well, that's dead.
Yeah, it's all dead. You said just dead.
Dead pets included?
No.
No, all right. I don't want to know what my ancestors think of me. So I'm going to go communicate with pets. That's deep, though, Sanjay. Deborah?
I think my dog just thinks two things anyway.
Yeah.
Like, feed me, let me outside.
Yeah.
So I think I already can communicate.
Poopies.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll do ancestors because I don't know half of them.
Is there? Oh, so there's not one in particular you're like, I want to talk to my great uncle?
Yeah,
or...
like my generations back, it gets a little shady. I'd like to know.
All right. Catfish, you're an animal lover. Would you rather communicate with your pets or with the dead?
Pets,
no question. Longoria.
Hey, I'm going to go dead.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, I want to know my ancestors past, like my grandparents and all that I didn't know.
Although, if I can communicate with the dead, we can get Carl Reiner back on the show.
that,
so maybe
that's
for the show, I might be better People would rather hear from Carl Weiner than Bosco. Sanjay, well done. Good. That first one was a stumble, but the rest of the questions were solid. Good to have you back. Sanjay, the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show, July 17th, coming quick. Check him out on Facebook.
July 15th.
It's not the 17th? Dagnabbit, I got a week. All right. It's Brass Tax Accounting on Facebook or brass.tax online. Always a pleasure, Sanjay. Welcome back, buddy.
My man.
All right, we're going to come back. More of your calls on the school reopening in the fall. 404-872-0750. Airman for Erickson on 95.5 WSB. A25, 81 degrees on Peachtree Street. Pretty nice day out there. Mark Arum for Eric Erickson all week talking about the school returning in the fall. As parents, what are you going to do? Continue to digital teach at home? Or are you going to send the kids back to the schoolhouse? Rick joins us in Jasper County. Rick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing today?
Wait, that's Jasper, Georgia, not Jasper County, right?
That's Jasper County. That's Monticello, Georgia.
Oh, Monticello, Georgia. All right. Well, welcome to the show. What's going on, Rick?
Oh, not a whole lot. You know, it's definitely been a controversy as far as our family is. My daughter has been wanting to homeschool for quite some time. And, of course, you know, I believe that, you know, you get that social interaction in the public school. So I've always been pushing for that. But with all of this going on, you know, we've really started thinking about doing more homeschooling versus her going back to school.
Yeah, I wonder how the homeschool folks feel about this, right? Because, I mean, there are people that have been homeschooling for generations.
Some of my friends are homeschoolers, and they're kind of laughing at everybody because it's an adjustment. And
yeah.
Like, it's not hard, but, I mean, they've been doing it.
So. Again, I think it comes down to economics. Like, the lower-income areas, school districts, the parents are not going to have a choice, right? They're going to have to send their kids back to school because there's not anyone home to teach the kids. And I think if you're wealthy enough to have that option, you at least have the option. I think for a lot of folks, that option isn't even on the table. Ray's in Conyers. Ray, welcome to the show.
Mark, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Good to talk to you. Hey, listen, real quick, I love the question that you presented. My sister's a substitute teacher, and I have a lot of friends that are teaching different counties around the state of Georgia who presented with that same issue right now. I think one of the problems, though, is that you know, you're going to have some financial responsibility by the schools and some health release responsibilities that are going to probably be expected by parents if they send their kids back. I think one of the other problems is that you've got workers there who are, they're not provided with the correct protection of PPE should this not come down to a normalized level, that are going to be, you know, either again retiring or leaving or complaining or filing suits, those kind of things. I think that's going to make the difference between whether people decide to continue to let their children go to school, because as we found out, they're not immune to this thing. And if they're not immune to it and it happens to not level off like we would hope it would in the next 30 to 60 days, I think we'll be setting ourselves up for a full-time digital learning process that we're probably going to end up doing anyway within the next 5 to 10 years.
Ray, great to hear you, my friend. Let's keep in touch, buddy. That's our old buddy Ray that used to work here. There's going to be a cost factor in this, especially, you know, we talked about that there's going to have to be a 13% statewide budget cut because of the shortfalls. Now add on the expense of PPE. Like, the schools are going to have to provide protection for their employees. That's a cost that we're going to have to pay as taxpayers. The cost of getting new teachers, because teachers are going to retire if they're vulnerable. It's a mess. I'm glad I'm not a parent. I'm so glad I'm not a parent. We'll come back with more calls after news, weather, and traffic. Airman for Erickson on WSB.
Hey, this is Louis Anderson, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
I wonder how Louis Anderson's doing during the pandemic. How he's holding up. Funny, funny dude. Speaking of, no, that has nothing to do with that. But I'm going to tell you everyone's favorite fast food during coronavirus by state coming up in just a minute. We might have to break free, Longoria told me, because of a press conference coming up.
Yeah, about the little girl that got shot this
year. The 8-year-old?
Yeah.
All right. So if we have to jump away, we will jump away. By the way, it's Mark Arum for Eric Erickson. My normal show is 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Would love you can take a listen then. Shelley and Milani. And executive producer Scotty B will be filling in for me this week. So they're coming up in just a couple of minutes, talking about the possible reopening of schools this fall. As parents, what are you going to do? Send the kids back, keep them at home. And what do the kids do? Any kids listen? I'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Russ joins us in Gainesville.
Come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Russ, you don't have any school-age kids, so this is not an issue for you, right?
No, I will say my opinion, though. Georgia public schools are some of the worst in the country. So homeschooling is way better.
So keep them at home as opposed to sending them to school.
Well, I think so. I mean, now I'm not the colleges here, Emory and Georgia Tech, are some of the best on the planet. But the grade schools are not very good.
I don't know the official rank. I know Georgia has never been, at least in the top 10 of educational systems state by state. But I don't know. I cannot confirm nor deny Russ's claim that the...
Well, it's just something I saw on CNN, so it's got to be true.
There you go, Russ. There you go. What's going on? Are you holding out all right?
Oh, my God. I've got a new girlfriend.
Breaking news, Longoria.
Hey, lady!
That's the Russ breaking news sounder. That works. Who's the new lady in your life?
Tracy, the other girls don't like her, so I'm not sure if she's going to be able to stay.
Tracy I've ever met, save the girl we work with here, Tracy, the sales, has been a little different.
Tracy, is it Tracy with an I or Tracy with a Y?
Yeah, that's a good question. Russ didn't get that far in conversation.
I haven't seen it spelled out yet.
Like, there's two ways you can spell it?
Yeah. There's three ways. I've got EY. I've never had good luck with Tracy's before. Yeah. So good luck with that, Russ. Where did you find this one?
Beatrice is in jail.
Shocking. The girl that was going to take your kidney. Where did you find this one?
Yeah. Well, she called because... she disappeared and I didn't know what happened to her. Somebody came and knocked on the door and said, she's in jail. All her stuff is here. Everything she owns.
Well, don't get rid of it.
Well, it's probation, so you can't get her out.
Yeah. Don't get her out. Hey, don't get her out.
Yeah.
But let's move on.
You guys don't like her.
No, she's going to take your kidney.
Yeah.
Tracy, real quick. How did you meet Tracy? Where did you meet her?
Tracy used to live next door to me.
Wow, old neighbor.
I had just casually spoke to her a couple times, and then she called me the other day and crying and says, I don't have anywhere to go. Can I come live with you? And I said, okay, come on.
That's Tracy with an I.
Russ has done more for the vulnerable community than I think
he has
anyone.
A lot.
Is he a shelter?
He's the Mother Teresa of Hall County single
women.
Free
beanie weenies or whatever
exactly.
He gets. Yeah.
Russ, keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, man. We knew that Beatrice trick was no good. We knew from the pictures he sent that was trouble. Max in Decatur, where it's greater. Mac, real quick, buddy, what do you have?
Well, we've got the triple threat at my house. My wife's a kindergarten teacher for the city schools of Decatur. I work at Georgia Tech, and our daughter's going to be a freshman at Georgia Southern.
Wow.
And so every single day, about 80% of our conversation around the house is talking about whether we're going back, what's going to happen. And there's something different for every single one of us, and nothing is for certain. So it's all up in the air. They're talking about a hybrid for my wife. I know the word hybrid's been used all day, but a hybrid for my wife where kids come, half the kids come in the morning and then the other come in the afternoon.
Sure,
my daughter doesn't know if she's going to get to be on campus. It's and at Georgia Tech, we don't know either. We just found out some information today, but
no masks, right? They're not requiring a mask, I think.
Actually, the email that went out today says that they are requiring masks.
So okay, good.
The faculty that complained seemed to have struck a chord with the Board of Regents.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Breaking news. We'll continue to update through the overnight hours and tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade, the Atlanta press conference. Their $20,000 reward. For the third and final time, we're going back to Mac in Decatur. Mac, real quick, kindergarten, is there any positives on digital learning for kindergartners?
I don't necessarily know that there's positives, but there is a way to actually do it. The teachers in my wife's school divided up the subjects. My wife got science, so she created a character called the Urban Scientist. She films video clips and shares those with the other teachers, and they have science through her. And then
science
the
and kindergarten,
the same thing.
Math, got it. I mean, that must have come a long way. We had round scissors and colored in the lines.
No,
real quick, Mac.
You have to be able to count to 100 before you graduate or go. finish kindergarten, and then there are certain reading levels.
Gotcha. Final question, Mac. Longoria referred to it as kinder. Is that something that's legit?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Absolutely.
Mac, kinder.
It is kinder.
Kinder.
It's shortened. Kindergarten.
You're just lazy.
Ask your fiance.
Let's do star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Two stars of the show tonight. Sanjay came back with a blast. He heard that listener's would you rather questions. He got a little freaked out. And Crystal, Catfish Wheeler, screened 9,000 calls today, including a bunch of kids, so she gets to start the show. Hang tight, don't go nowhere. Shelly Winter, Milani Kai, Scotty B, and DJ Crystal. Does that mean you're done?
That does.
Can you can you drive me home?
Sure.
All right.
I thought you hated my driving.
God, I do hate your driving, though. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.